It will not do to give God only a part of yourself. Fragmentation, compartmentalization, duplicity, these are the death traps of the soul. And like the proverbial Humpty Dumpty who sat on the wall, we cannot live long in pieces. Our souls long to be made whole.
Welcome to Living Hope with Pastor Philip Miller. I'm Pastor Larry McCarthy. We're glad you're with us today as we continue in our series in Malachi. Now, Pastor Philip, there are people who are listening to us today that say, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of living this exhausted, hypocritical, fragmented kind of life. Does our message today have a word of encouragement for them?
Oh, yes, it does. So, I mean, this is the question we're all wrestling with, because this fragmentation, disintegration, the hypocrisy, the brokenness in our lives, that's something that's true of every single one of us. We all live there, right? And so the question is, what do we do with the broken pieces of our lives?
Yes.
What do we do? And that is where Malachi has fresh hope for us today. And it's right here in the Word of God.
Let's go now to the pulpit of the Moody Church as we look into becoming whole. This is part three of the sermon, Abandoning Covenants. Our text today is Malachi chapter 2, verses 10 through 16.
Friends, we cannot give our whole heart to God while our relationships lie in fragments. We cannot give our whole heart to God while our relationships lie in fragments. We can't compartmentalize and pretend everything's okay. We can't put on a holy demeanor and pull the wool over God's eyes. It doesn't work. Friends, we cannot beat our kids and walk into worship like everything's okay. We cannot betray our spouses and come in and partake of the body and blood of Christ, the symbols that represent him in communion. We cannot hate our neighbor and then come in and confess our love for God. We cannot lust online and then come in and sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." We cannot exploit the poor Monday through Friday and then sing blessed assurance on Sunday. All of life is under the lordship of Jesus Christ. There is nothing outside his domain, and he wants our whole heart, not just a piece of it. He desires, deserves, and demands our full devotion, our full devotion. We've seen faithless betrayal, fragmented hearts, and now full devotion. Can't you see, friends, how through all of this, Malachi is calling them back to wholeheartedness, both with their wives and with God? Verse 10, have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Isn't God our Father? Aren't we family? Don't we have loyalty to one another? Aren't we called to be different, to be faithless with one another? Did not the one God create us as his covenant people? Did not the one God unite us as one in marriage when you covenanted with your wife? Verse 14b, the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit. Let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. God's saying, look, I was there. I bore witness. I was there when you covenanted with the wife of your youth, your companion, your covenant bride. I was there, and I was wedding you together in one flesh union by the presiding of my Spirit. And now as one Father and one God, one Spirit, I have united you as one flesh in order that with one heart and one mind and one accord, you might raise godly offspring to worship the one true God with one voice and one testimony of one faith in the coming one, the Messiah, the one in whom all the nations will be blessed. But you threw it all away. Because you deserve to be happy. Verse 16, for the man who does not love his wife but divorces her, says the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not be faithless. Friends, all these unbiblical divorces that are happening in this chapter, that is, they don't meet the biblical grounds for divorce of adultery, abuse, or abandonment. These unbiblical divorces are hateful and violent grievances against these women and against our Heavenly Father. And despite all of their religious pretending, they love neither God nor their neighbors. And Malachi ends by repeating an admonition that he gave up in verse 15. So guard yourselves in your spirit and do not be faithless. Guard yourselves in your spirit. Guard yourselves against fragmentation. Guard yourselves against duplicity. Guard yourselves against disintegration. Guard the wholeness of your spirit. Guard the oneness of your devotion. Guard the unity of your soul. Guard the earnestness of your worship. Guard the affections of your heart. Guard the integrity of your promises. The one God, the one Father, with one Spirit is calling you and me to guard the oneness of our spirit. For God deserves nothing less than our full devotion. Don't you see, right here at the end, God is calling us to wholehearted covenant love. Wholehearted covenant love. It's an invitation, a command, a rebuke to every wayward heart, to every faithless son or daughter, to every fragmented soul, God is saying, come back to me. Return to me. Repent from your sin. Return to my heart. Throw yourself on my mercies. Return to me. Because, friends, there's nothing God loves more than to take all the broken fragments of our lives and start making us whole again. So that we can begin to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. But there's a catch. There's a catch. To be whole, we must give him our whole selves. Our whole selves. Because we will never be whole until we are wholly his. We will never be whole until we are wholly his. It will not do to give God only a part of yourself. Fragmentation, compartmentalization, duplicity, these are the death traps of the soul. And like the proverbial Humpty Dumpty who sat on the wall, we cannot live long in pieces. Our souls long to be made whole, and only God can put us back together again. Friends, do you realize that God sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the godly offspring that all this covenant was anticipating, that he sent his Son to come and be our Savior, who perfectly loved the Lord his God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. He perfectly loved his neighbor as himself. He was faithful in all his doings. He kept every single one of his promise. He was loyal to all of his covenants. He was perfectly whole in every way. You see, he guarded his spirit. with integrity. But then he went to the cross and he died the death we deserve to die. He died a death that was for the faithless, the fragmented, the duplicitous, the betrayers, the haters, the violent sinners. He died in our place and for our sake, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. And on the third day, he rose again and sat down at the right hand of God in majesty on high, and he sent his Spirit, who would come and guard our spirits on the inside. He sent the Spirit to make us whole again. Don't you see? He was broken that you might be healed. He was shattered that you and I might be mended. He was fragmented on the cross in order that we might become whole. He was our substitute in every way. And he says to you and me, come, come to me, return to me, and I will make you whole. But I need all of you, all of you, all the broken pieces, all your guilt, all your shame, all your brokenness, all your bitterness, all your hate and anger and lust and anxiety. I need all your self-loathing, all your betrayals, all your sin and violence and faithlessness. Bring it all to me, and I will make you whole by my Spirit, who will guard you and keep you. Because I am a husband who will never betray you. I am a covenant keeper who is faithful and true. I am the sacrifice that shouts louder than all your sins. I'm the one who gave up my Spirit in order that you might have my Spirit forever. And I am a Savior who is more than enough for you. I gave my whole self to save you. Will you not give your whole self to me? I want your whole heart, not just a piece of it. Won't you give it all to me? Because you will never be whole until you are wholly mine.
This is Living Hope with Pastor Philip Miller. I'm Pastor Larry McCarthy. We're so glad you're joining us today as we dig deeper into how Christ is making us whole. Now, Pastor Philip, you talked about this wonderful truth here that Christ can make us whole. And I think a lot of our listeners are saying, yes, yes, but how do I get there? I want it. How do I get there?
Yeah. So the reality is we're all fragmented. We're all broken. There's lots of shattered pieces. We're walking contradictions. That's who we are. That's our life. We're sinful to the core. And so the question is, what do we do with the broken pieces? And I'll tell you what we normally do that doesn't work. What we normally do is we try to hide.
Oh.
We try to conceal. We try to pretend, put on a mask, fake, you know, sort of compartmentalize, put on a good public persona, and then internally have this inner life that's just totally different. Mm. That disintegration is just killing us. It's killing us. And the reason none of that works is because bad stuff grows in the dark. And so Jesus, when he offers to make us whole, he's inviting us to bring all of that into the light, all the broken pieces, to put it all on the table, to stop hiding, to stop excusing, to stop pretending, but to put it all out there. And so if you've never turned to Jesus before and you're joining us and you're listening in, I want to invite you, this is your moment to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And coming to Jesus is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. It's as simple as A, B, C. It's A, we admit that we're sinners before God, that we've fallen short. B, we believe that Jesus is the one who can make us right with God, take those broken pieces and do something with them. And C, we commit ourselves to him and say, here I am, all of me, be my Savior, my Lord. Like, you're going to have to put the pieces back together. I can't do this. So A, B, C, admit, believe, commit. And if you just a simple prayer that kind of walks through that, is the way we come to the Lord and we just say, here I am, you know, take me as I am, all the broken pieces, if you'll have me. Because here's the thing, I think deep down we tend to believe a lie, and that's that if God really knew everything about us, he'd never love us. And of course, that's how we experience it in life. You know, if people knew all the broken pieces, they'd reject us and they wouldn't want us. And so we tend to think, well, God must be the same way. But the beauty of the gospel is that Jesus has come and shown us that God so loved the world and all of its brokenness. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he moves toward broken people.
Amen.
And here's the thing, he knows it anyway.
That's right.
He already knows all the secrets you're keeping. So you're just fooling.
He loves us anyway.
He loves us anyway. And we're just fooling ourselves. So the sooner we can get out of that self-deception loop and get honest before God, the better. That's when the healing begins.
Mm.
And for those of us who are followers of Christ, when we sin, the Bible is so clear that we're to bring it in confession before the Lord. Stop this gap between when you sin and when you finally repent. The longer that gap is, the bigger the problem. Like, we just need to learn to be very quick to run into the arms of God's grace. Because if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one safe place where we can bring all the brokenness in our lives. There's nothing to prove, nothing to hide, nothing to fake. He alone can take it all because his love is that good. And so for all of us, it's this one call, which is repentance, confession, bring it into the light, stop hiding, bring it to the Lord. He can handle it.
Hmm. So I'm compelled to ask you this. I think we got to stay out of talk about husbands for a minute. We can talk about spouses, but I think we have to talk about husbands and their role in this and how do they integrate their spouse into them being whole now with Christ. How do they integrate my spouse into that? We got a word for the husbands.
Yeah. So, you know, in the same way that the covenant relationship we have with God in Jesus Christ is a safe place where we can bring our brokenness into the light. That in marriage, God designed it to be, again, that safe place where we can actually be broken together.
Amen.
Where we can bring, we don't have to pretend all the time, right? Where we can actually be honest and say, okay, here are the broken things in my life. And I'm repenting of them and I'm confessing them before the Lord, but I'm also confessing them to you. You need to know me and all the pieces of my life. Now, that's hard because that requires a willingness to forgive, a willingness to be loving and forbearant and express the character of God toward each other in marriage. And sometimes that's not happening. And that makes it really hard to have the kind of unity and wholeness that we want in marriage. It takes two parties to, in the gospel, run toward each other for this kind of vulnerability to work. But it is the template. It is what God designed marriage to be, a healing environment where we bring our brokenness together and love each other in spite of our brokenness, because we also see the glories of what Christ is doing in each other. And we're so enamored with that vision of that glory and grace of what God's doing that we're willing to bear with each other in the sins and brokenness, because we're going to hurt each other. We're going to step on each other's toes, sometimes on purpose. And so we've got to have this grace-filled, gospel-centered marriage where we can love and forgive and extend mercy and grace and steadfast love and forbearance toward one another on a regular daily basis. But that's the vision and that's the hope. We can do that for each other.
This is Living Hope with Pastor Philip Miller. I'm Larry McCarthy. We're talking about marriage and relationships and being whole with Christ and whole with each other. This transparency, this vulnerability, that really spins out beyond the relationship with husband and wife, though, doesn't it? It's our relationship with others as well.
That's where the covenant family of the church is so beautiful, right? Because we have been united, not because we're good people.
Yeah.
We've been united because we're all sinners being saved by grace in Jesus Christ, walking with the Spirit. We all have gaps. We all have broken pieces. And so what the family of God is meant to be ultimately is a place where we can be vulnerable together, that we are works in progress. We don't have it figured out. We don't have to fake. We don't have to pretend, put on a mask. We can be honest that we're works in progress. And that's why James says, confess your sins one to another that you might be healed. I think there's a profound insight there. We go to God, we confess our sins to God for forgiveness.
Yes.
But it's when we confess our sins one to another that we experience healing, because God uses one another in the body of Christ to incarnate a little bit of that grace and that loving kindness that is His for us. We get to see it in the flesh in each other as we experience that grace. So when I say to you, Pastor Larry, I'm a sinner. Here's how I failed this week. I really let down my wife. I lost my temper. I was selfish and mean. And I need to be honest with you because you love me enough to love me through my brokenness toward Jesus. And when you respond with grace and forgiveness, not saying it's okay what I did, but saying I love you more than what you did, that's a little taste of the gospel. It's a taste of the love of Christ. And that strengthens me in ways that is transformative. And so we need each other.
Yes.
And we can extend this kind of grace to each other. So that really is the covenant family of God is designed to be an incubator of transformation as we live out gospel grace for one another in vulnerability and relationship, confessing our sins one to another. This, again, it is hard to maintain because judgmentalism and condemnation, it can slip in. We can get self-righteous with each other, defensive. Sometimes we get mean and we get, you know, combative with each other. So we've got a lot of work to do, but there's a huge potential there if we would embrace it.
Oh, the potential of having a relationship, particularly with our spouses, where it's safe to share, where vulnerability and transparency are there and openness and integrity in our conversations. It's a tall order, but through the enabling of the Holy Spirit, we can be made whole. Wholeness, that's what it's all about after all, isn't it? But as Pastor Philip mentioned today, we can't truly be whole until we are wholly His. Now, maybe you're listening today and you feel like your life is in pieces today, fragmented by past betrayals, by current struggles, or a sense of spiritual failure. Oh, hear me, beloved. There is grace available, and it begins with having a rock-solid foundation for your relationship with God. In his book, How You Can Be Sure You Will Spend Eternity with God, Pastor Lutzer takes us right to the heart of the matter. He uses a chilling story from Chicago's history. Many of you might remember the Tylenol tampering episode. He uses this to illustrate a life or death spiritual truth. You know, those victims had the absolute faith in the medicine they were taking, but they were taking poison. And Pastor Lutzer uses that tragedy to show us that faith is only as good as the object in which it is placed. You can be incredibly sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong. If your faith is in your own goodness or your own effort, you're standing on sinking sand. Pastor Lutzer writes this book specifically for those who feel too morally weak or who feel that they've sinned too much. He explains that we don't become whole by our own performance, but by receiving a miracle we could never merit. Now, if you're tired of the performance-driven mentality that so often haunts the spiritual life, this book is for you. It's designed to help you find a durable, anchored sense of self, a soul that isn't grounded in how well you did yesterday, but is grounded in the finished work of Christ alone. It's the difference between the exhausted, fragmented heart and a heart that is resting and whole in Him. That's why we're offering How You Can Be Sure You Will Spend Eternity with God for a donation of any amount. Now, to request your copy, simply go to livinghopeoffer.com or call us 1-800-215-5001. That's livinghopeoffer.com, 1-800-215-5001. Or you can write to us, Moody Church Media, 1635 North LaSalle Drive, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Now, next time, we'll take a look at the coming judgment of God. Until then, Thanks for joining us for Living Hope, where you'll always find gospel truth for the journey of a lifetime. Living Hope is a production of Moody Church Media and is sponsored by The Moody Church.